I'm Madeline Brand in Los Angeles, and this is Day to Day. Some good economic news today. The government says the gross domestic product grew at a rate of 4.2% in the first quarter of this year. The GDP measures the value of goods and services produced within the United States, and it's considered the most important economic barometer. Joining us from the Marketplace Newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Viglin. Tess, where's this growth coming from?
Well, as we've talked about before, consumers have really been keeping this economy afloat, and they kept spending through the first quarter, so that contributed to the growth. But Mark Zandi over at economy.com says the biggest boost here came in business spending.
Businesses are investing very aggressively, particularly in computer software, hardware. They're rolling in cash. They just have so much cash, they're not sure what to do with it. But they are deploying it in investing, and more fortunately, they're starting to hire again.
And he points out that our trading partners are doing better. Their economies are improving, so exports are solid and improving as well. I asked him what he thought the tipping point was for businesses to decide to start spending again. And he said basically they've just been waiting to get by all the things that have been weighing on the economy, 9/11, wars, corporate scandals. And those are past all that now, and they're ready to go.
And this figure, 4.2%, was that what people were expecting?
It's a little shy of what economists have predicted. They were looking for a number around 5%, and as you said, it's 4.2. But remember, the Commerce Department gets three tries at this. This is what's called advanced GDP, and we'll get two more estimates over the next couple of months, so it could go higher. Of course, it could go lower. But most of the experts are saying we are fully in turnaround mode, and this growth is likely to continue through the year.
So does that raise the specter of inflation and higher interest rates?
Well, this report did show that prices are on the rise, and there was another report out today indicating the same thing. But the Fed is really focusing on jobs. GDP is very important, but not nearly as important as jobs, and we'll get the latest unemployment figures a week from tomorrow. The consensus seems to be that if there is continued solid jobs growth, like we saw in the last couple of months, the Fed is likely to tighten monetary policy, raising interest rates at some point this year, possibly as early as this summer. And today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're looking at Bollywood's jump to Broadway.
Tess Viglin of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio. Thanks, Tess.
Thank you, Madeline.